Good morning and welcome to this episode of Step Into the Light. I am your host, Patty Sheen. Thank you for listening. On this podcast, we introduce listeners to people who have found their way out of the dark shadows of life and back to light, and those who, through various ministries and creative endeavors, lead others on their journey from darkness to light. My guest today, Susan Neal, is a registered nurse with a master's in health science and an MBA. After suffering a health crisis, she became an author and health coach to provide others with the tools they need to heal their bodies and reclaim their ideal weight. Her award-winning number one Amazon bestseller is 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. Susan has been featured in many media outlets, including the Bridges TV show, Christian Broadcasting Network, or CBN, Charisma Magazine, and numerous podcasts and radio shows. Susan lives her life with a passion to help others improve their health. Good morning, Susan, and welcome to Step Into the Light.
Good morning, Patty. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, Susan. I was excited when I read about you and what you're doing with health. And goodness knows that today, I think it's on everybody's mind with the COVID-19 pandemic is our health. It kind of takes center stage in the lives of just about all of us right now. So would you share with us, why do you believe that our nation has sustained a higher COVID-19 mortality rate than some European countries, most European countries, actually, I guess?
Yes. Well, it's I think it originates from our standard American diet. It is full of processed, man-made food instead of God's foods. So when we eat those processed foods, it causes us to gain weight. That weight gain causes many chronic conditions. So therefore, in America, it's so unfortunate, 50% of people, individuals, suffer with a chronic illness, and 40% are obese. And so those statistics cause a higher mortality rate from COVID. So other nations are not as chronically ill and overweight as Americans. I believe that is the difference.
Wow, and I can certainly understand that because we live with processed foods in our daily diet all the time. I know I tend to anyway, and that's definitely not a good thing. And yeah, the obesity, I'm right there. I can't deny that for sure.
Yes, and that really affects you getting over you know, the COVID. Many times they tell you to lay on your belly, on your abdomen to help improve your lung and breathing capacity. And some people, you know, that's very difficult for them to do.
Because of the overweight issue. Yes,
yeah.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. And last summer I was in France for 3 weeks and I was there with other French people, and they're like, we do not allow Roundup or glyphosate, the chemical that is the active ingredient in this herbicide in our country. It's not allowed. You know, they use no GMO, no genetically modified foods like that. They're very particular about their food. You know, they go to markets, they get it fresh right from the farm, and that is what is healthy, and that is what sustains our body and gives us the vitamins and nutrients that we need to be healthy.
Well, just like you said in one of your first statements there, Susan, you said, would you say something about human food versus, not human food, but whatever term you used, versus God's food?
Yes. It's the food manufacturers, processed food, or God's foods. We want stuff right out of the garden or off the ranch. We want it to look like the food that it was when it came out of the garden. It's okay to eat a baked potato, but don't eat a potato chip.
Yeah, I understand that. And they say even baked potatoes are a wonderful food. It's just what you dress them with that's the problem. throw on all that butter and sour cream. I'm not a sour cream fan, but oh yeah, I am a fan of gobs of melted butter on my baked potato.
Butter is, you know, you buy organic butter. I eat organic butter. You know, you just want to limit it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
So you don't want the margarine that was made by a manufacturer. You know, the butter comes from the cow. It's okay.
Yes.
Sour cream, you could use a Greek yogurt. You know, a Greek, and I do non-dairy, so Greek non-dairy yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
That has all the probiotics in it. That's good for your gut.
I'm very bad about shopping that way. I really am. I just tend to grab the easiest stuff, which sadly is the processed foods. You wrote the Healthy Living series, which is three books in one. Would you tell us about that book and what motivated you to write it?
Yes. So that includes three of my award-winning books. The first one is Seven Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. And like you said, it is a number one Amazon bestseller. And it's written from a Christian perspective to invoke God's help with making these lifestyle changes because it's really hard to do. I wrote that book to help my sister to get off of the refined carbohydrates and sugars, which was causing a chronic condition for her. And she was very successful with taking those seven steps. So I was like, you know, other people could benefit from this. And lo and behold, here it is, a bestseller. The second book in the Healthy Living series is Christian Study Guide for Seven Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates. I wrote that one because I found that my readers of my Seven Steps book, if they had an emotional connection with food, they needed more help. They needed to get healed of whatever issue, problem, abuse, you know, whatever trauma experience that they have had in their life that would cause them to turn to food to appease, to comfort them, and to get healed by God so that they could break that connection and stop that root cause. And then the third book I wrote in the Healthy Living series, three books in one, is called Healthy Living Journal. And it's a journal that tracks your healthy eating and living habits to help you make sustained improvements in your diet. You're going to be writing down your foods. You're going to be looking at your mood, your energy level, your mental clarity, because all of those things have to do, they're correlated with what you eat. And you'll realize that some of these things that you're eating just cause you to feel, you know, to feel terrible. So I wrote that one to help individuals even more. And then I combined all those three books in Healthy Living series, three books in one, because you get three books for the price of two.
That's wonderful, Susan. Yeah, it sounds like it would be a great series for a person to use to make some lifestyle changes that are absolutely necessary for most of us.
Yes, yes, you're right.
The premise of this show, as you know, is for people to talk about ways that they, when they were in a dark place, found their way out of that dark place and back to light, or ways that they help others out of dark places and back to light. You have struggled with health issues that probably led you to a very dark place in your life. Would you share with us that journey out of that darkness and back to light?
Yes, it happened 9 years ago. It started with an abscess tooth. And it was November of that year. I had a cavity. They drilled the tooth down. They put a crown on it. And it ultimately ended up becoming an abscess tooth, but it wasn't found for 9, 10 months later. And in that time, over the next year and a half, I had 10 medical diagnoses and 2 surgeries. At that point, I was 49, and I had great health, and then I lost my health, completely lost it, completely depleted. I had depression, bimonthly periods that they had to do surgery to remove uterine polyps. I had adrenal fatigue, which I still suffer with sometimes, anemia, low vitamin D, the abscess tooth, visual migraines. I had a candida infection of my gut because 9 months later, when they found the abscess tooth, they put me on steroids for 2 weeks and antibiotics for 14 days. With those antibiotics, it depleted my good gut bacteria. So what this bad guy called candida, it's a yeast. It's the thing that causes like vaginal yeast infections after you take antibiotics. So it overgrew in my gut, and candida loves sugar, alcohol, and refined carbohydrates. And so every night I'm drinking a glass of red wine and Ghirardelli chocolate. And it's just ruining my health. I was so depleted, I didn't want to get out of bed. I could barely go grocery shopping. And if I came back, I couldn't put the groceries away. I was so depleted of my entire system. I had a hole in my retina. They had to do emergency surgery, eye surgery. You know, because your eye is close to your teeth.
Sure.
So I had so many different health problems, and I figured them out one by one. I had like 3 different doctors. I had 2 different surgeries. And finally, I mean, I would like have 3 terrible days and 1 good day and 2 bad days and 2 good days. It was such a struggle to come out of, you know, poor health to reclaim my health and to come out, you know, out of the darkness and into the light. And so I've incorporated my story in my book, too, to help others, because a candida infection is one of the root causes that we have for eating in a manner that we don't want to. And so I created a quiz, candyquiz.com, C-A-N-D-I, quiz.com, to help people see if they might have an overgrowth of candida, which is directing their appetite.
Wow, I'll have to check that out. So how did you finally get out of all of this, Susan? It sounds like you were really, really in a bad place.
The doctors directed so much. So after about 10 months, I found out that I had this candida infection. And so I had to stop eating sugar and carbohydrates and kill the candida in my gut. It was one of my last things to do, plus my uterine surgery, to reclaim my health. And for the candida, it took 8 months for me to kill it and get my normal appetite back. And so overall, it was about over a year and a half before I was able to function normally again.
That is a long time. That's a long time to feel that ill. Goodness. And
yes.
I'd be curious to know, Susan, how was your faith journey during that time when you were struggling with all that?
Well, when I was during that time, I was 50, and I'm walking over to this plaque I have on my desk, and a girlfriend gave this to me. It was Isaiah 40:31, the verse. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And I got this plaque, and it was just like a sign from God that I clung to that hope that one day my health would be restored. And so I want to offer others hope that their optimal weight and their health can be restored, because God made our bodies to heal. We just have to feed our bodies His foods, God's foods.
Yes, and that is so very true. We have gotten so far away from that, and especially in this country, as you brought up at the beginning of the podcast. That's very, very true. Well, Susan, getting back to the COVID-19 issue, in addition to protocols we're following, hopefully most of us are anyway, the mask wearing, the social distancing, the proper hygiene practices, how can our diet protect us from COVID-19?
Well, when we're eating fruits and vegetables and meats, whole grains, we're avoiding processed food, then that's going to give us more vitamins and minerals and omega-3 fatty acids, and our bodies are going to be healthier, and that increases our immune system. So I wrote a blog on my website. My website is SusanUNeal.com, SusanUNeal.com. And one of my blogs was Fight the Coronavirus with These 10 Immune Boosting Tips. So one of them is to avoid high sugar foods, because sugar actually decreases the immune system. Another is to improve your gut health by taking a probiotic. Of course, like I said, eat your balanced diet with lots of vegetables and fruits. Avoid the processed foods. And you know, when you do this, you increase your vitamin C naturally. But you could take a supplement, especially with the flu season coming up. You could take a vitamin C supplement. And you know what? God made citrus fruits become ripe in the winter. Why? Because they are loaded with vitamin C. So eat, citrus fruits in the winter. Get your vitamin D through sitting in the sun like 20 minutes a day with no sunscreen, or take a supplement. Exercise also boosts your immune system. So get out and walk, just a couple times a week. You want to sleep at least 8 hours. And just moderate your alcohol intake. Do not drink excessively. That decreases your immune system. So there are some tips for boosting your immune system so that if you do come in contact with a virus, you don't get it.
Right. I think of the immune system as, I kind of think of it as a battle scenario. Here the little viruses are coming to attack, and if you have a strong army to fight against it, then you're going to fare much better than if you don't.
Right. So if you're like somebody who's stopping off at the coffee shops and getting that sugar-laden drink with the caffeine, that is not helping your immune system or your body.
Absolutely. Yeah. At this point, Susan, I'm going to take a little break, and this is where I kind of remind listeners that you are listening to Step Into the Light. I am your host, Patty Sheen. I am honored to have registered nurse and health counselor Susan Neal here today with me. We are talking about an issue that is probably number one on most of the on the minds of most Americans, and that is the coronavirus, COVID-19. We are talking about ways that we can fend off this virus with healthy eating. Susan is well known for her 7 steps to get off sugar and carbohydrates, and she also has a 3-book healthy living series. So we've been talking about that. We've been talking about some of the ways that we can boost our immune system and get ourselves healthier. Susan shared with us her story of health issues that she has had in her life. I would like to refer you to Susan's website, which is Susan U. Neal, and that's S-U-S-A-N-U, the letter U, N-E-A-L.com. But if you forget that, I'm going to refer you to my website, which is Patty Sheen, PattiSheene.com. There you will find this podcast again if you would like to listen to it again, or hopefully refer friends or relatives to it. And also, when you go to my website, you go to the Blog Talk Radio tab, you will click on that and you will find Susan's podcast as well as all the podcasts that have been recorded to date. Under the More Information tab, you will find Susan's website link. And also, she was telling me that she has a Facebook page group, and I'm going to let her talk to you about that, though she can probably give you a lot more information about that. Susan, I wanted to ask you, you gave us these wonderful tips, but boy, that avoid high sugar foods tip, that's a tall order for me and for most of us Americans. So what are some ideas to help us reduce and eventually eliminate sugar from our diet? It's very difficult. So I know it's not easy, but do you have tips to kind of help us with that?
Yes, and what I believe that you have to do is determine the root cause. The root cause for inappropriate eating habits. Is it food addiction, to where you want to stop, but you're not able to stop? Is it a candida overgrowth in your gut, like I had? Mm-hmm. Is it an emotional connection with food? Is it stress eating? You know, what are the different possibilities for you eating in a way to where you can't stop eating the sugar and the refined carbohydrates, even though you want to? You know, you want to decrease your weight. You want to improve your health. Well, we need to figure out the root cause, and we need to resolve it. That's why I created my course, 7 Steps to Reclaim Your Health Optimal Weight. And it's on my website. So once you've identified your root cause, what's causing the issue, and you resolve it, for me, I no longer craved Ghirardelli chocolate and a glass of red wine, because the normal palate, my normal appetite that God gave me came back. And I didn't crave those foods that are not healthy for me. And I started craving God's foods. So that's what we need to do. In my book, 7 Steps to Get Off Sugar and Carbohydrates, I have, in step 5, I have a 7-day plan for how you do this. You know, one day at a time, you want to do it slowly, gently. And so I go through everything you do for those first 7 days to slowly wean yourself off the carbs. And I will tell you that one carbohydrate you do not want to eat, which is central to the standard American diet, and that is wheat. Wheat was hybridized in the 1950s and 60s, and so now the molecular structure of the gluten is so large, most human beings cannot digest it. And that has caused gluten-related disorders to increase by 400% in the past 60 years. 400%. That's why we all know someone who's got an issue with gluten. And with white flour, what happens is God gave us the old-time wheat, you know, the wheat before it was hybridized, and we, you know, ate it for centuries. And if you go to European countries, most of them have that original type of wheat versus this drought-resistant, you know, type of wheat. We are not eating the type of grain that God initially gave us, and so we messed it up. In America, we messed it up.
You say we messed it up big time. You're right.
Yes. And then what food manufacturers do is they strip. There's like five parts to the wheat grain. And they strip it of all the nutrients. And they leave it with two parts of the grain is left. And it's like the carbohydrate portion. And since manufacturers stripped the whole wheat to white flour, and now we make all this delicious stuff out of white flour, there's no nutritional value in it because it's been stripped. It's been processed. It can sit on the grocery store shelf for months. Throw out a piece of bread on your front porch, and you will notice insects and rodents won't even eat it.
They know better than we do, huh?
Yes. They're like, there's no nutritional value in this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's very interesting, Susan. What about meats? What are the best meats?
You want your meats to be organic. You know, you don't want any of your food to be injected with hormones and antibiotics. We have children who are developing and going into puberty at very young ages.
Because of that.
You know, the chickens, the cows, are injected with the hormones. And then we are ingesting these hormones and it's causing, even male breasts, you know. Mm-hmm. Because that's not normal. So
yeah.
We need to make sure that our meat is organic. Yeah, our eggs are organic. If we choose to have dairy, make sure it is organic.
And where and how do you get these foods?
The grocery store always has organic meats. So, I've also gone to a farm and got a quarter or a half of a steer, I've done that too, but at the grocery store, they have organic meats. So you just go to even Walmart does.
Do they? Okay.
Yes. They carry a lot of organic because we are demanding it. We are waking up to what the food manufacturers have done to our health and to our bodies, and we are demanding the organic. And you know, you may say, oh, but organic is expensive. Well, my goodness, when you have to go to the doctor, expensive. Your medications are expensive. And if you buy an apple for like a dollar, well, that is a lot cheaper than that $3 or $4 bag of potato chips.
Now, that's true.
Yes. Fruits and vegetables are not expensive. And when you go to the grocery store, you want to go on the edges. You want to go to your produce section and get lots of stuff there, go through the meat section, go through the refrigerated section, and then get out of there. Avoid the center. You don't want the stuff in the center that's processed that sits on the shelf for months.
Yeah, I know I tend to like pasta type foods, which are absolutely not good for you.
Right. So I'd take the candyquiz.com. That's what I think when you tell me that.
Yeah, in fact, yes, I'm going to do that for sure. Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely. And
yeah.
I'll mark it down on the website too so that people can go to that. Oh, tell us about your Facebook page as well.
Okay. Yes, I have a great Facebook page. It's called, so you go to Facebook and you just type in 7 steps to get off sugar, comma, carbs, comma, and gluten. I have thousands of people in this Facebook group. I serve my readers. I want to help you. I answer any question that just this week somebody asked, what kind of candida cleanse do you recommend? I sent them a picture. Everybody gets to see. Most recently, I did a campaign called Lose Your Pandemic Pounds. I have weekly Facebook Live videos in there and handouts. And so I just have lots of resources for you to enjoy.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Yes.
Yes, sounds like something I need for sure.
And you know, when we reclaim our health, we can serve God to the best of our ability. Because if we are not healthy and we are sick, we can't do the things that He has called us to do. So I want to help lead others to reclaim their health.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful ministry that you have, Susan, for sure.
Thank
And
you.
I'm still reeling with your story of how sick you were and how you got found your way back to health. To me, that's just amazing.
Right, and that's like Romans 8:28, right? Whatever happens to us, we can use for God's glory. So had I
Yes.
not walked in that darkness of losing my health, I wouldn't have such compassion for others. Yes.
Absolutely. I know, I think for me, and I think for a lot of people, especially the candy and that kind of thing, is just a force of habit. Because if, I don't know, I mean, what do you think?
I think it goes back to those one root causes. Is it, you know, stress eating? Is it a candida infection? Is it a food addiction? Is it a comfort food? It's a link to your emotions. You got to figure
Exactly.
this out. Yeah, you got to figure this out. And my books and my course help you figure it out because each of us is different.
I know a horrible addiction that I had for many years, and praise God, I have been free of it for over 20 years now. Yay! It was smoking, and I know the side effects of that, or the withdrawal from that was not fun. It was difficult. What kind of side effects or withdrawals can a person expect to experience when reducing sugars in their diet and carbohydrates and all this bad stuff that we've been consuming for years?
It's usually over in a week, so even 5 days, and you might have a headache. So I recommend individuals to start on the plan on a Wednesday so that by Saturday and Sunday they can read, rest, relax, pray, don't push themselves. And by Tuesday they are like, oh my gosh, I'm coming out of a cloud. I have so much energy. I feel a decade younger. What's going on? I've had people like within 1 week, like in my Christian study guide Bible study and stuff, they're just like, wow. But the thing is that this is a lifestyle change. A lifestyle change to eating God's foods and not the food manufacturers. So this is not a diet. It's not counting calories. It's not, you know, counting carbs. It's like, sit down, look at your plate. Did the foods on the plate, are they God's foods? Did they come from the garden or from the ranch? Can you identify the foods? Or is it crunched up and mashed up and made into a different figure that you have no idea what is in it. You don't want to eat that. It doesn't have to be complicated.
This is so interesting, Susan. You do make it sound very simple. I'm going to have to go back to my grocery store and start looking for that organic stuff.
Yes, the organic and the fruits and the vegetables are so much less expensive. Yes. And then, you know, when we eat, like, the processed food, it just take a bag of potato chips, and let's say you crunched up the whole thing of potato chips. It makes such a small amount. You've got to eat the whole bag to fill yourself up.
Oh,
but
I know.
Let's take an apple or, some carrots, and you shred that apple. It's a big mound, or the carrots. It is full of fiber. It when you're eating the fiber from the fruit and vegetables, it doesn't spike your blood sugar. It doesn't make your blood sugar plummet. Your blood sugar stays the same, and it's full of nutrients. You stay full longer. And, you know, it makes you healthier and it feel better. But it is a transition, and it's a difficult transition, harder than most people understand. That's why I've written my books from a Christian perspective, because I believe we need to ask God for his help. We need to get like a prayer partner, accountability partner. We need to determine a Bible verse that we speak out loud to fight temptation when it comes upon us. We've got to use God's tools to make this lifestyle change.
And that makes perfect sense.
Yes. Yes. And that's why my resources are from a Christian perspective.
Yeah, because we have strayed, well, it's because of our humanness and our sin, we've strayed away from what God originally intended for us anyway, in all aspects of life, I think. So what you're saying makes absolute perfect sense, Susan. It sure does. And I, for one, will definitely be tapping into your resources, because I could sure use them.
Wonderful. I hope they help you, and I hope all these resources just bless every individual who comes upon it.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, and it makes sense too. Like, we originally started talking about the COVID-19, and a healthy body is going to be a body that is much more resistant to this or any other virus, for sure.
Yes. That's right.
Most definitely. Well, Susan, is there anything else that we haven't discussed that you would like to touch on before we bring the show to a conclusion? Because you have plenty of time if you'd like to share anything else with us.
I'd just like to say, if anybody needs additional help making these lifestyle changes, I'm a registered nurse. And I have a master's in health science, and I'm also a certified Christian health and wellness coach. And you can find my coaching page on my website, susanuneal.com, and I would be happy to help you.
Well, thank you so much for that offer, and I will definitely advertise this and be sure that listeners are aware of these places where they can keep in touch with you and your resources. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, Patty.
Well, it has been a pure delight to have you on the podcast today, Susan. You have just, oh my goodness, you have shared a wealth of information with us, and I want to thank you so much for that. So
you're welcome.
May God continue to bless you in this ministry. And
thank you.
Reach many, many people with this information that we all definitely need to have. So
amen, Patty. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thank you. God bless you. Listeners, in closing, when you look back on the dark periods in your life, you may find they were not quite as dark as they seemed at the time. And when the light does shine again, it is so much brighter than you remembered. Folks, please check out Susan's website at susanuneal.com. I will also have on my website, which is Patty Sheen, PattiSheene.com, under the Blog Talk Radio tab and under Susan's podcast, more information tab, will also list these resources that Susan has shared with us as far as her Facebook page, her candyquiz.com, and I will have a link to her books that can be purchased on Amazon. So I would encourage listeners to please go ahead and check out these resources because they certainly are wonderful. Until next time, may God bless you.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites.